With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A national day of mourning and a state funeral for former President Carter are on the calendar for Thursday, the 9th of January.
President Joe Biden has declared January 9th as a national day of mourning, and U.S. flags on Sunday were ordered to fly at half staff for 30 days following the death of former President Jimmy Carter at age 100. January 9th will also be Carter's state funeral in Washington, D.C. The 39th President of the United States spent roughly 22 months in hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia, where wife Rosalynn Carter also died in November 2023 at age 96. Donna Water, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the mend following successful surgery.
Jerusalem's Hadassah Medical Center says the 75-year-old Netanyahu is recovering from the removal of his prostate, which was not cancerous. Doctors ordered the operation after detecting an infection last week. Netanyahu is expected to remain hospitalized several days for observation.
Correspondent George Williams. Also at SRNNews.com, two survivors, 179 people killed in the weekend crash of a South Korean airliner in South Korea. There are plans for safety inspections of all Boeing 737-800 aircraft operated by South Korean Airlines. Representatives from the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board and Boeing are arriving in South Korea to take part in the investigation. The Taliban planning to close all national and foreign non-governmental groups that employ Afghan women. This comes 2 years after they ordered NGOs to suspend the employment of Afghan women. A hospital in southern Ethiopia says at least 66 people are dead after a truck plunged into a river. Wall Street, Dow futures down 355. This is SRN News. Virginia's governor tries to limit abortion in his state.
Republican Glenn Youngkin has introduced a budget amendment that would eliminate taxpayer funding for abortions on disabled unborn babies. In fact, Youngkin has put forward a similar amendment for 3 years in a row, but the majority Democrat legislature in Virginia always votes it down. Meanwhile, those same Democratic lawmakers are working on an amendment to the state constitution that would enshrine abortion. A vote of the people will be required. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Islamic rebels who deposed Syrian strongman Bashar al-Assad say they have no ill will toward the country's Christian minority, but others apparently don't feel that way. A group of attackers trashed a Greek Orthodox church this month, shooting up the inside of the building. No arrests have been made. Despite the promises of tolerance by Syria's new leaders, there are many other radical Muslim factions in the country that have been targeting Christians for decades and show no signs of letting up. This is SRN News. And Syria's new de facto leader says it may be years before his country can hold new elections.
Ahmed al-Sharaa tells Saudi television network Al Arabiya it could take up to 4 years to hold elections there. Yes, it is possible. We need a long time. Without this, the electoral process will be dishonest. Al-Sharaa adds he plans to dissolve his Islamist party that led the country's insurgency at an anticipated national dialogue summit, and that talks are ongoing with the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces in northeastern Syria amid hopes that their armed forces will integrate with the Syrian security agencies. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Serbia's public prosecutor has indicted 13 people, including a former government minister, over the collapse of a concrete canopy that killed 15 people last month, triggered nationwide protests. More details, SRNNews.com.